AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pardoning thousands of military veterans who were convicted under a law that banned gay sex for more than half a century. The president saying in a statement that the military is righting an historic wrong. Those vets who were dishonorably discharged will be able to take advantage of benefits that they have been denied. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange pleading guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act and arriving back in his home country of Australia. Human rights lawyer Jennifer Robinson outside court.
Today is a historic day. It brings to an end 14 years of legal battles. And finally, after 14 years of legal battles, Julian Assange can go home a free man.
The U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule on at least some of the dozen cases left from this term, among them one deciding the absolute immunity question for Donald Trump, the former president and the current one getting ready for tomorrow night's debate in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is granting a temporary injunction that will allow people with disabilities to vote at home electronically. Dane County's Everett Mitchell says the state law banning election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. The case could go all the way to the state Supreme Court. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Kristen Sierra is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates have to say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Civic Media's debate coverage is on many of these stations tomorrow night at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's a sign of summer in Madison. Concerts on the Square is back. As many as 50,000 people could be downtown for the kickoff of the annual concert series tonight. That means major traffic. Remember, Doty Street has some lane closures because of construction. The show starts at 7, and remember, you can't put blankets down to save your spot until after 3. And June is a time to honor the diversity and resilience of the LGBTQ plus community while also highlighting the challenges they can face.
People within this community are more likely to experience some anxiety, depression, as well as maybe even eating disorders, just to kind of cope with their stress.
That's Saba Khan, a family medicine resident physician at Aspirus. She says in any marginalized group, discrimination often leads to mental health challenges. She says for the queer community, finding a provider you trust can save your life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks are ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks general manager John Horst will be on the clock with the 23rd pick in the NBA draft and was asked, will he take a player for the future or one that contributes this season?
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and really has a big time horizon and a big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us, and I think we've gotten great benefit out of it, and I think we'll continue to focus on those. And that's really what's going on right now this time of year, is you're just trying to generate as many of those options as you can to evaluate and hopefully make a good decision.
A blockbuster trade, the Knicks sending 5 first-round picks to the Nets for Mikal Bridges. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Rangers. Joey Ortiz with a solo home run shot. Pat Murphy asked, did he know what he had with Ortiz in spring training?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know much about the player. You know, when a guy's in the American League, and I've been in the National League for 9 years, I didn't know much about him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 with a chance of more scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at usps.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Trump's team should not underestimate Joe Biden and his team's ability to whether they're going to jack him up on Mountain Dew or whatever it is. That look, the State of the Union this year, he had a lot of energy for about an hour and a half.
Let's go. Jacked up, Joe. It's down that Mountain Dew. Let's do this.
We're all jacked up on Mountain Dew. We can't do the show without Mountain Dew.
Is that their latest pathetic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
He's going to be
jacked up on Mountain Dew. Yeah, on drugs like Mountain Dew.
It took years before I found out that it had a lot of caffeine in it.
It does. We used to
drink it when I was a kid. It was delicious.
It is. It still is delicious.
I don't drink that sort of thing anymore, but yeah. Who knew? Wow. So that's the performance-altering. I understand that's what Lance Armstrong was on, as
yeah,
it turns out.
It.
Yeah, it was just Mountain Dew.
I think you learned that in that documentary that you watched.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. Okay. You know, Brian Tyler Cohen makes a point. The way you know that Republicans are, quote, very confident in Trump's impending debate performance this week is everyone is from Sean Hannity to Steve Bannon. They keep calling on him to drop out. I keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like a harbinger when you Steve Bannon, people like
sure.
that start putting out that he should drop out for X, Y, you know, bolt reason?
Yep.
I think they're a scarce is what I think.
They are.
Plus, they're all over the place. Like, they can't even pick is Joe decrepit and he's whatever? Or is he going to be, like, so good that, oh, my God.
They can't decide, so they're hedging their bets on either one.
Right, right. Yeah, you know what? He should come out. President Biden should come out and say, all right, I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew. Let's do this. He should say that.
That would be funny. That's so silly.
Yeah, it is. Hi. We're live on the air. Yeah. We can't talk right now. We have a Free Speech TV patron hanging out with us this morning. They couldn't make it to a luncheon 11 billion years ago. Just go. No, go sit over there. Yeah. Go sit over there. We love you, Bobby. Sit over there. Hi, Jody. Thank you. She's an hour early. Isn't
uh-huh.
that sweet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the other breaking news, Chris. Let's see here. I believe all... Is it... Most of Trump's candidates face planted yesterday. Oh, here it is, Aaron Blank. Three right. Trump-backed candidates have now lost primaries tonight.
Yes.
Trump-backed Trent Staggs is the latest, losing by a wide margin for Romney's Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
Get in, losers. We're going losing. Here we go.
Utah may be really conservative, but they're not all that fond of Trump.
I can't. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Hank, please. Sorry, I have a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of things here.
Well,
today.
It was a busy news day yesterday.
Yes, indeed it was. Hold on, I've got it. Hang
okay.
on. Hold, right. please. Yes, here it is. Okay. Yes, three Republican candidates backed by Trump lost last night. The Utah one, as we said, Trent Staggs. John Curtis was the guy. He did not support Trump in the 2024 Republican primary in South Carolina. Trump-backed candidate and evangelical pastor Mark Burns lost the primary for the state's third congressional district to, it doesn't matter, in Colorado. This is weird. Jeff Crank beat Trump-endorsed candidate Dave Williams. So it's weird that the Crank was not the Trump candidate.
Right,
right.
The Crank, it was a different Crank.
I totally expected the opposite.
Right? You would assume
that
hit that Crank.
Right.
Is the Trump candidate. But no. Who is this? Wrote, this might be the worst primary night for Trump-endorsed GOP candidates all year.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
No.
Nicely done, Cheetolini. And then they're going to point to some Trump candidates did win. The vast majority ran uncontested and thus won by default.
Yeah.
Isn't it liberals that want participation ribbons, that want trophies for everything? Are they real, are they seriously going around going, we won! We won! Who did you beat? Nobody? Nobody. I ran against nobody.
Bobert ran against someone.
Not. Colorado. Mama is... I was just there, and I am very disappointed that you did not give her a hand out of office.
It's because you didn't molest the blue bear.
That's it, because I couldn't find the right monument to molest.
That's
I molested the wrong monument.
Yep.
It's all you. It's all your fault, lady.
This is what's depressing. Someone wrote a piece, Boebert's primary win served as a clear beacon. Antics matter. Isn't that nice, Daddy? Wouldn't that? Yeah, my dad. Like, what antics can I pull today?
Blowing up kids who are picking flowers?
Yes, yes. I would like more nuclear bombs to blow up little girls with daisies. She used to say that every night. Oh, Dad. I've got my work cut out for me. Can I just say, not next week, is it this week? The week after, I go to Arlington to inter my mom with my dad.
Yep.
I have a lot of work to do. I have to, first of all, I need to talk to my dad about sending a Goldwater Miller landslide to defeat Trump. Because he stands against everything my dad stood for. And then I'm going to go over just over to the Eternal Flame and Bobby Kennedy's grave and, you know, pray that he straightens out dead brain worm son.
Yeah.
Okay, before we have fascism.
Tell him to put a shirt on.
Yeah, and also
tell getting out of a limo.
Your son to put a stupid shirt on. Put your shoes on in the airport. You raised in a barn. Okay, this is, but this is the what we keep saying, Trumpism, with Boebert winning. And you're probably right that Marjorie Taylor Greene will never win, despite just being so embarrassing and such a disgrace to, Congress.
Lose.
Yes. Right.
I hope she would never win.
But this is what they are. He's turned the whole party into, you know, what did I say? Stunts and... It's all they're there for, is to own the libs, to, you know, to troll, to get clicks. Days before her victory, Boebert echoed the great replacement theorist conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
That how many mass shootings have been based on this exact same manifesto.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I don't know what magazine wrote this. Lover or hater, you probably know who Lauren Boebert is, especially if you live in Colorado. She had by far the largest name recognition among Republican primary voters. This is what kills me about being in the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline in America. Is this is what Trump has done. It's name recognition, it's stunts, it's, you know, trolling. Mm-hmm. And it's just so you're going to get, I mean, the fact that after everything, she got back into Congress. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
The Family Values Party.
Yeah.
She's like feeling up
she hasn't
somebody in front of children.
She hasn't gotten back into Congress yet. This was just the primary.
Yeah,
she
just
won
the primary.
Let me just be fair. She was not just feeling up someone. She was being felt up.
Right.
So at least it was reciprocal.
It was.
It was consensual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she still has the general.
She still has that.
Yeah. She still has to win that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still a carpetbagger in another district.
Hope she doesn't blow that. You still have another chance to give her a hand out of office.
Yeah, everything yesterday was just primaries. So we still have the general.
That's how Sparks and I do our Boebert demonstration. We just add cartoon sound effects. Like I do this on a zipper. Wooka, wooka, wooka. And he goes on my boobuses. It's fun. Bring the kids. Okay, sexyliberal.com.
Boston is next.
I know exciting surprises about sexy liberal shows that I can't even tell anybody yet.
You haven't even told me.
No, there was one she said yesterday.
Oh, I did tell you the one yesterday.
Oh, well,
yeah. Loose lips. Don't sink that ship.
Don't tell Angela V. Shelton.
No! Oh, my God. She's the worst.
If people knew who might be coming to the Chicago show.
Yes.
It would sell out.
Well, it's almost there.
I know it's
already.
It's almost sold out.
Yeah.
But if people knew who we might have coming to the Chicago show, it would sell out.
Oh, I have another exciting sexy liberal announcement. You don't know this yet either. I got down here too late. Hey, listen. Here's the other. So Jamal Bowman lost in New York to George Latimer.
I knew he was going to lose.
So can I just say something? This brought up my, you know, I have 2024 gas, but this brought up my classical Bernie versus Hillary gas.
Mm-hmm.
Basically my classical gas. I wrote that upstairs
that was
just
funny.
Now
that
so
was
that we
good.
Could play this. Bernie was on one side, Hillary was on the other. Right?
I still don't know.
You don't
know
want
what...
the new gas on top of your classical gas because
no.
It's a lot. It's really.
Right.
Latimer ran on a platform of opposition to Bowman's vocal support for Gaza. I just, oh my God, I hate this whole.
Mm-hmm. I still don't
in the
understand
Middle East. I'm just like, oh.
What was going on up there. It's. I don't know who was for
Bowman,
what.
Because.
Then he also pulled the alarm. So, there was other issues with him prior to this.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
okay.
I defended him for that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Too.
I like that he was an alpha liberal.
I do too.
I'm wearing my alpha liberal shirt. You know why?
Why?
Because we have Man Meat Wednesday packed with extra sides of alpha liberal man meat. We have Bob Seska, Representative Mark
Pocan.
I know you spelled it there.
I know.
Malcolm Nance and Cliff Schechter. That is a lot of alpha liberal man meat.
I could play classical gas if you want.
The song, the piece of music.
Oh, okay, fine. Fine. And you know what? I'll add my own farts.
Okay.
How about that? Okay.
Oh, it's not playing. No, it won't play.
Well, okay.
It's gassy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it did. It reminded me of Bernie because Hillary endorsed the guy that won. Bernie
right.
and AOC endorsed. Yeah, I just
right.
was like, yeah.
Well, he was
as long as the Democrat wins.
That's all that matters.
Happy. I just need
that
seat to stay. I don't, that's what I mean. You can't, like, you know, even AOC has said before, like, she would win where she's from. She wouldn't win in Idaho. Like,
right.
I just want whatever Democrat is going to win. It is essential we take back Congress. Really? Do you have?
It's gassy.
Oh, really? Your computer is gassy and will not play Glasgow gas? Well, isn't that?
It's an old computer.
That's a. Okay. What?
It's an old computer.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, exactly.
It's classical. Okay, so we have a lot to talk. Jody, we were saying when you were playing doorman that it just seems like a lot of people from Hannity to Bannon are calling on Trump to back out,
mm-hmm.
which means, you know what, they must have some classical gas from how he bit it the last time. Even his people said he lost the last time to Biden, mm-hmm. so they must be preparing for impending disaster.
They are.
Is that classical gas?
Yes,
yeah.
That is.
All right, I'm going to... You know what, I'm going to need Pharmacy Machine 2 to gussy that up, but that doesn't seem... Yay, that's what we need, the Bernie Hillary fight again. Hi, fascism, hi! How can we divide Democrats? Okay.
You know this song.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Okay.
It's been
How could
a while.
She know it? She wasn't even alive when it was...
Right, exactly. That wasn't here in 19... 81 when I was born. Jody's like a trained dolphin at SeaWorld.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was weird. There was like a whole fish out there the other day. What is that about?
What?
Why does a random fish just appear in the park? I don't understand. It was
what?
A dead fish, but I don't know.
Wait,
I just I think it's a sign of the apocalypse.
You're 15 miles from the ocean.
I know. It was
or lakes. I mean, you're not even that
weird.
Close to Lake Hollywood.
What does it mean?
I think it was probably a bird that dropped it.
Uh-huh. Well, it was a big bird.
Well,
we have condors still.
I hear hoot owls when I
walk
in the morning.
We've got owls.
That'd be funny if I got killed by a falling fish in the park. That'd be funny. See, it would fulfill my funny death.
It would.
If I can't be killed by a whale penis during mating season on a whale watching trip like that one lady, that'd be second. I was killed by a
trout
fish in the park.
A random trout.
She was killed by a trout.
Or if you
a bass.
Got, if you died,
you can, then you could say at my funeral, that's good bass.
That's terrific bass.
What
were you going to say? Sorry.
No, I mean, or you could get killed maybe by getting squirted in the eye with some seltzer that had some bacteria in it, and you die of an infection.
Well, there is that.
Or another a little dance, a little seltzer in my eye.
In your eye, in your one good eye.
Or you could get another
Please
LEI.
Please let me have a clownish death. Like it chuckles the clown funeral.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got a lot of man. We got a lot of stuff to do. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by. Did you see what good guard dogs they were?
They were.
They were like, hello, random stranger that came in during the morning. Might we help you load some valuables?
They got played with.
They did.
That's right.
Yes.
I saw some affection out of the corner of my eye over there.
Yeah.
It's because, you know what? If you give them Dr. Marty's, everything else is icing. Not, sure. Don't give them real icing.
No.
I didn't mean real icing.
Especially chocolate.
I meant icing on the
especially
dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just, you know what I do the rest of the day to calm myself? I just look at random dog memes on the Twitters and the threads. Someone got their boxer a knit hat, and he said, I gave my dog a hat, and now he thinks he's the... Because he did. He had like a sort of gangsta expression on with his... I'm just going to say that's Dr. Marty's dog, because that dog looked happy. And he looks like he thinks he's the... Yeah. Okay.
Was he hanging in a buffalo stance?
Yes, yes. That's what it looked like. It looked like he was... Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, just the best food in the world for them. Dr. Marty loves the doggies and the kitties. He has spent his whole practice using superfoods to help them live longer, have to just be happier, healthier, younger, feel younger. They're like, they play like puppies. They do the zoomies outside and inside.
Yes.
Nature's Blend, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, you name it, raw, freeze, dried. It's easy for you. It's not messy. It's not gloppy. It's not in a pouch. It's pantry safe. Save up to 54% off right now on Nature's Blend and get a free pack of Cod Krispies. Uh-oh, I said it too loud. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Might you ready, Papa? Can you hear me?
Okay.
What? I have some initial thoughts from my dad before I get to Arlington next month with my mama.
I know.
What? Okay.
I know.
This so much to talk about this morning. Because I just traveled for Sexy Liberal. I've been traveling 11 billion miles. The TSA says it screened nearly 3 million people at airport Sunday, breaking a record set May 24th, the Friday before Memorial Day. We expect this summer to be our busiest ever. And John Harwood commented, the mainstream media, obviously for different reasons, shares responsibility with professional liars on the Trump MAGA right for failing to accurately depict the strength of the post-pandemic U.S. economy.
Yeah.
I can tell you, trust me, try to get through Denver Airport when your travel agent has put your wrong birth date in. And let me just tell you how crowded the airports are.
The airport. The new airport. I still call it the new one. It's a terrible airport. The old airport was so much.
Oh, my God. It's like a city in a city.
It's
There's
gross.
Shuttles and different levels. And,
conspiracy theories.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I can tell you from experience the airports are packed. So don't tell me people don't feel like they have any money.
They have money to travel,
yeah.
So they got
yeah.
money.
This one, I don't even know what to say anymore about the polls. You know how, they're bull, unless they're good.
Exactly.
But don't you have that feeling, like, in a lot of these elections, like many people are saying, Biden could win in a landslide, and then we've all had classical gas for nothing, right? That we're just all going to be wrapped around the axle. You know, how many of us are going to stroke out before November? And then you think, like, it will probably be fine. This is the media needing clicks and ratings.
Absolutely.
But I think it's also this. Jim tweeted, whether you want to, quote unquote, believe the polls or not, we still haven't come to grips with how this is possible. We have a historically good economy. Crime is down, et cetera. And yet a literally demented rapist who has been Putin's chew toy for a decade is supported by 40% of the country, if you believe any polls.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many of us actively want to commit national suicide? Why do a third of us think Ukraine is full of Nazis and the 2020 election was stolen? Why have so many of us lost our minds? The answer is psychological warfare being conducted by American proxies of foreign enemy nation state. It's really that simple. It's the B secret they won't tell us that's going to end the damn world. A terrifying article that we will talk to Malcolm about, that Malcolm could have written.
Yeah.
About what Russia is doing currently and what their strategy is. What did I tell you? Like, they are, this is Hail Mary time for them, this 2024 election. And here's a tip for you, American voters. Don't go for the guy that all the enemies of America really want in.
Exactly.
Jesus, how... Can I just say, Ron Perlman, when he goes Beast from Beauty and the Beast, it's my favorite.
Yes.
He did this at LA Sexy Liberal. It was fantastic. He said, one of them saved the economy, put a pandemic to sleep, canceled billions in student debt, brought the price of insulin to $35, and restored our respect around the world. The other is a convicted rapist and tried to overthrow your government. Do your homework, you mother-ers.
Oh.
That's the Beast side. Then he went back to Beauty.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Christopher.
I can't remember now.
Oh, good, because I feel like it's going to be
something. No. All of this started with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine. That allowed for the rise of Rush Limbaugh and allowed for people to silo themselves in their own information holes. That's when it started.
But both sides don't do it, Chris. We don't silo ourselves. We do watch.
Right.
I watch Fox.
Right.
We watch. And also, exactly. We deal in facts.
Right.
You know, and that even Newsmax put up a Chyron that Trump lost the 2020 election when he called in yesterday.
The conservative mind likes being siloed. The liberal mind likes varying opinions. It's just how we operate.
Even when they have to admit they were taken, they just you made them feel dumb. And that's what, you know, that's what the stubbornness is about. All right, Bob, Alpha Liberal, Bob Seska next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three Wisconsin cities are getting almost $5 million for freight rail improvements. Luxembourg, Reedsburg, and Wrightstown will split the money through the Freight Railroad Infrastructure Improvement Program. Projects include a new freight track, grain bin, and storage facilities. Weather emergencies like floods bring out the scam artists. Bao Vang of the Better Business Bureau says to be wary of contractors you don't know offering to fix your flood damage.
They're offering quick fixes or big promises that they do not intend to keep.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The percentage of kids going hungry in Dane County has doubled. Dozens of food pantries are banding together to say they need more funding to support everyone who needs them right now. The most recent data shows in 2021, 7% of Dane County kids face food insecurity, but in 2022, that number was 13%. Ellen Carlson, Executive Director of WayForward Resources.
A bunch of the food pantries came together to actually compile our needs, and that showed a 112% increase across the board.
Way Forward had a 300% increase. The group of 36 pantries took out an ad in the Wisconsin State Journal asking the community and lawmakers for more support. And the Department of Transportation wants to hear from you about renovations to I-39-9094. They're planning to renovate the interstate between State Highway 60 and County Highway CS. To weigh in, head to the DOT's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 81 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, 56. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 75 with a chance of more scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 72.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Peter Jest, author of the book We Had Fun and Nobody Died, Adventures of a Milwaukee Music Promoter. We'll also talk about a summer blockbuster with the help of the late comedian Richard Jenny.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
By
Michael Cohen, how are you doing? And how are you feeling about this gag order being lifted?
I'm hanging in there, Nicole. You know, like I said before, for 6 years, he and his acolytes have been doing this. Let's not forget the number of members of Congress and other acolyte friends of Trump's that showed up to the courthouse when I was testifying. And the first chance that they have to go to run out to do Donald's bidding, they're right there in front of the camera, including people like the number two guy in our government, MAGA Mike Johnson, out there carrying Donald's water for him. So, look, is it stressful? Sure.
My thoughts about partially lifting the gag order on Trump? No. Confused. No. Just get it. God, can you just give us a sign, any kind of sign, if that's a bad
just
idea?
Just give me a sign.
Anything?
No!
Any kind of sign.
Okay, so now we can talk about witnesses and jurors. What could possibly go wrong?
I think,
don't you have a feeling of like a Hannibal Lecter going, you know what, I have a little itch right here, and yeah. I can't breathe, I'm a little hungry. Can you just take the mask off for a second? And then we're like, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Then what? Someone's getting eaten with a nice bottle of Chianti.
I think I heard yesterday he can talk about the jury, like, en masse, but he can't talk about each individual.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I'm sure he'll play by the rules. He's like a little Catholic boy.
I know.
Mark tweets, there used to be a Republican Party that wouldn't vote for a candidate who felt up her date in a crowded theater with children around. That Republican Party is gone, and a fascist party that lacks all decency has taken its place. That's when I wanted to talk to my dad. Because, Papa, can you hear me? What's going on with your... Papa? Oh, it's a very long intro. I forgot because she's in the front of the boat. She's got to get all the way to the front of the boat.
Oh, she does?
It's longer than the Titanic.
I've never seen this movie at all.
You've never seen it?
No.
She was not too old to play Yentl.
No, she was not.
The only Barbara Streisand movie I've ever seen is What's Up, Doc?
The only one?
Oh, my
God. You are fired for that and also not seeing Godfather for a long time.
I can almost run the board.
Do the best you can. Seriously, Barbara? Can we get to the Papa? Can we hear you, Bart?
It's coming.
She's got to get to the front of the boat.
God, Bob Seska's waiting. Okay. We get it, Barbara. You have a beautiful voice. You don't have to hum for the first 11 billion bars.
Is this it? Papa, can you hear me?
Okay, thank you. Hey. All right. Okay,
wow,
now here comes
a long way
okay.
to go.
Wow. Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
Sorry, Daddy. This program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
In my defense, What's Up, Doc is a wonderful movie.
It is.
Shut up.
It is.
You are cinematically compromised. Hi, Bob. Just welcome to the family fight. Just jump right in.
Why are we talking about Hannibal Lecter?
How can you only have seen one Barbara Streisand movie?
It's a very funny movie.
11 billion years ago.
Yeah.
Bob. You didn't see Funny Girl?
No.
Bob, help me out.
I'm not getting into the middle of this. I'm just going to watch.
Meet the Parents? She's in Meet the Parents.
I've only seen the original one.
You didn't see Meet the Fockers.
Right.
Bob, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you want to talk today?
Yes, sure. I'm fine. But I'm also fine just watching this because this is fun. This is great.
Have you seen What's Up, Doc?
It's like watching British Parliament. Yeah.
Order!
Sorry.
Yes, and I've seen Meet the Fockers, too.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen that one.
This is what it's going to be like visiting us in the old people's radio home. We're just, shut up! No, you shut up, right. Chris. Jody, you don't know.
Order!
Every day is like Thanksgiving here now.
Oh, God.
You know what it is? What? I think we're all ready to snap. Like, we just, like, that tweet I just read, that whatever you think the polling is, it's hard to believe. We're here. We just can't. And that we're treating like any kind of normal campaign or normal debate. First of all, you know he's going to pull some ridiculous stunt. He does that every time, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know when he's announcing his vice presidential pick. How ironic is it that two guys that wear makeup are probably going to be the anti-drag queen party? But anyway,
JD Vance
and Trump. But, oh, God. Anyway, go ahead.
He's gonna suck all the air out of the room. It's not going to matter what Joe Biden says. Right. As long as Joe Biden shows up. Yeah. And he's there, and he's talking in complete sentences, which he normally does anyway. It's going to be just the whole discussion is going to be around, well, what's Trump going to do? What did he do? Did he sit there and act like a maniac, or did he not?
Yeah.
And that's going to be the entire thing. And it just further proves that I don't think our system was ever equipped to handle someone like Donald Trump,
no.
Whether it's debate coverage or the government itself or voters or how we talk about Donald Trump, whether do we pay too much attention to him or do we not pay enough attention to him? It's just absolute.
I know. Bob, it's like you and I talked about the tennis ball machine, the fire hose of news.
Yeah.
It's just now it's even worse. Now it's turned up to 11. It just, and I know it's exhausting to keep going, oh, he said this crazy thing. Oh, cage match fights between migrants. Like, you're so exhausted. Because now it's like every hour almost he says something, but then we have to go, oh, that was so crazy. You know what I mean? We're repetitive because he's repetitive. It's just one crazy thing after another. And I don't know.
Right.
I think you're right. I don't know how else you deal with this reality we're in. Do you?
Well, it's extraordinarily difficult because what he's proving is that if you just barf enough nonsense into the atmosphere, then no one can cover any one particular thing.
Right.
And so the formula is there for massive political corruption moving on into the future, because all you got to do is that. I mean, there have been two news stories that have essentially been buried about Donald Trump over the past few weeks. One, his use of the N-word in front of apprentice producers.
Bounces off.
Apparently being videotape of that. But then also this whole idea of making migrants fight in cage matches, even as a joke, that is one of the most horrendous things that any presidential candidate or presidential hopeful or any sort of political leader in this country has ever said. We're going to take people who we have arrested and detained and force them to fight, which is not too far off from something I was talking about on my show last week, which is that once Donald Trump deports 10 million migrants and the agricultural workforce gets reduced by 30 to 50% and produce is rotting in the fields and prices go through the roof, what's going to happen then? There's Donald Trump, as twisted as he is going to go, you know what? Maybe we should get those detained migrants back into the fields.
Oh,
maybe we should force them to work as neo-slavery, prison labor, to pick that fruit that's rotting in the field.
Yeah.
We're going to do that now. And half of this country will go, yes, let's do that. What a great idea. Because, you know, prices.
Yeah.
And that is such toxic. Such toxic poison, just absolutely disgusting.
Well, I mean, you remember last time you invited, you know, Bill Clinton's accusers to all come and have this stupid little, you know, skit before the election, you know, before his debate with Hillary. But that's the thing. I believe in alpha liberals like you, Bob, and fighting, you know, like Nicole Wallace says, you got to go in there and punch Trump in the nose, but not like that. Because you're like, oh, you could invite all of the, you know, being adjudicated rapists.
Very good. Good girl.
Invite all his actual victims. Like, yeah, you could do that, but that's not what Joe Biden's about. You know, he is, he actually is presidential. He's not going to, you know, why don't you invite all the women that you know, some of, like I say, some of whom have been ruled in a court of law to have been raped by Donald Trump. Yeah. I mean,
that's
just
the other thing about it is this kind of behavior also demands the Trump context. Like, you can't replicate what Donald Trump, the awfulness Donald Trump is doing. Joe Biden couldn't get away with that. Because there's an enormous double standard.
Yeah.
Like, there's Republicans now screaming. I saw JoJo from Jurors tweet about this yesterday. There are Republicans screaming about the fact that that Joe Biden is doing debate prep at Camp David. I don't know why they're screaming about that, but they are, as though, okay, why is Joe Biden violating such presidential decorum by doing this, or whatever the complaint might be, when in fact there are a gazillion things that Donald Trump does every hour on the hour that bury whatever it is they're complaining about, Camp David and debate.
It's getting to the point, I can't say anything that's in my thought bubble when Donald Trump's like, he's sleeping up until they give him shit in the ass. And I'm like,
Again, that's the trash compactor. That's the trap that the Republicans are setting for Joe Biden. The same trap that they set for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is dying, and then when she says she's not dying, then they say, well, she's obviously a liar and a con artist, and so she's up to some Machiavellian scheme. And so you can't win. It's just not
the projection and the gaslighting is going to kill us first, Bob. So this is his latest all caps tweet attack on Biden. Regarding how Biden is a walking, lying machine. Oh, my God, it's going to be all projection.
It is.
The comments opened with reports that CNN will not offer mid-debate fact-checking, which Trump says claims is good news for Biden because nobody is as loose with the truth as Crooked Joe.
Oh, my God.
Any other network, though, is welcome to fact-check it because every other network has access to the CNN feed and will run it.
And he gets to talk last, and he's still whining nonstop, as are all his, you know, that's what I keep saying. I don't know what they're going to do, Bob, because his all his, you know, sycophants like Bannon and Hannity are talking about him dropping out. So either they know something we don't know or they're really scared. I mean, you know, but they're still setting up that it's, you know, been rigged against him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's not going to drop out. He's going to show up. Yeah. I mean, the most dangerous place in the world is between Donald Trump and a TV camera.
Yeah.
So he's gonna, I mean, that old cliche. Yeah, but it's true with Donald Trump. That's absolutely how it works out. Yeah, and so he's gonna turn up and do his normal thing. He's got so many grievances that he needs to go through and make sure that he blurts probably about the 2020 election, or most definitely about the 2020 election. Wants to work that in there. He's been dying to maybe blurt something about the trial, some of the witnesses in the trial, or I don't know what. I mean, the Republicans will probably carve out something and say, well, you know what? He can violate his gag order if it's on TV in a presidential debate because he's running for president, and that'll be okay. There'll be some excuse like that if he starts going after Stormy Daniels or Michael Cohen.
We know it's going to do because his advance team, as we like to call him, Billy in Texas, has already called us and every other progressive show with the, what about fill in the blank person, woman that was murdered by a, you know, undocumented immigrant. And I said, first of all, Biden needs to go right back and go, that's on you, man, because you're the one that blocked, you know, my border security bill, the most conservative, for that your friend, Republican, what's his name, Lankford, put forward. Mm-hmm. But secondly, it's so interesting, Bob, we just had Frankie Figs, as we like to call him, Frankie Figluzzi yesterday. Uh-huh. But he has this fascinating new book, Long Haul, about, you know, the 850 murders that are subscribed to Long Haul truckers, all of whom are white guys, are not none of them undocumented, you know. So again, they don't talk about you know, certain things that and that's just, and there's like hundreds of those murders apparently unsolved. And you had mentioned trafficking or slavery. I mean, a lot of these girls, they're basically enslaved. They are forced into, you know, human trafficking by, you know, people, the guys that are abusing them, either, you know, physically or for drugs or whatever. He didn't talk about that, you know, but you, like you say, he loves to tell these incredibly ghoulish stories about.
Yeah.
And as we keep saying, the crime rate by undocumented immigrants is so much lower, right?
Of course it is. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's the same thing where they've got to be screaming about trans people in bathrooms and drag queens committing sexual assault against children, all those things. And what you happen to see every day in the news is that this is coming from youth pastors and Republicans across the country. So let's not talk about that. Let's make sure we, you know, wave all the red flags and flares and everything and make sure we point at something about trans people. That's the whole mission. What the Republicans decided to do at some point relatively recently, and this may have come from Steve Bannon or someone else, which is stop hectoring the press and start manipulating the press, which is, I think, something that has been underway for some time now, because we see it all the time in the op-ed pages of the Wall Street Journal or Axios or Politico, just reporting on absolute Trumpist gibberish. Yeah. And then people read that and think that that's real. And then Axios goes into a diner and hears people say that and then reports on that thing. It's like this ongoing cycle of disinformation the Republicans have set into motion.
You repasted this from Jennifer, massive journalism malpractice, and she actually did a graph. Articles focus either on both Biden or Trump's ages or mental acuities. I mean, and you just said unforgivable. So, I mean, 11 billion times more stories about Biden. And then the second biggest one is about both of them. Teeny tiny thing is about Trump, and he's clearly the one that is demented. Right? I mean,
I mean, all you got to do is listen to what he's saying at these rallies, and the information is readily available. You can go to C-SPAN or, you know, watch Hal Sparks' show on YouTube. You can get the information there, how he's getting worse and worse and worse, more and more glitches, more and more ridiculous yarns like sharks versus boats and the weightlifting thing where he goes, for like 5 minutes.
You and I watch him so much. We have the same, like, what was that sound bite we played yesterday when he goes into that voice that, that voice. You and I hate that.
Yeah, he's got the most articulated mouth normally with that giant O mouth that he does all the time. But then he also does the I don't have any more breath left in my body voice, where he can't move his mouth at all, and he just starts to fade out like.
Yes, into Nell boys. Hey, gotcha, and I went.
Right, yeah, he just fades out. It's the weirdest thing. And then he'll suddenly go, and then there's a shot.
And then he starts screaming.
And suddenly it's like, I hate to be the audio engineer riding those levels. Like, oh, my God, he's whispering. Oh, my God, he just yelled again. What?
You also retweeted because he said, you know, this Roe v. Wade being overturned. It's going beautifully. It's going beautifully. You retweeted Axios infant deaths surged 12.9% in Texas compared with 1.8 for the rest of the country after the state in 2021 enacted a strict abortion ban with no exceptions for birth defects, according to a new study. I mean, I keep saying it, Bob, but November is coming. There are a lot of these real stories all over the country.
Yeah, and I think we're in advance of November enough to be able to make sure that that message gets hammered home about Roe and Dobbs and reproductive rights and how they're going to keep going back to that well for contraception, no-fault divorce. You know, I've forecast, and I've been accused of being a fearmonger, but I've even said, you know, in some states, they may try to legalize spousal abuse on some level.
They will.
I mean, they don't want to go back to the 1950s. They want to go back to the 1650s.
Yeah.
This is the stated goal of so many of these MAGA talkers in the podcastosphere or wherever. And so you see that at the same time, there's a story out today. 16 Nobel Prize winning economists are saying that Donald Trump's policies are going to create massive inflation. And there are people who are walking into voting booths this November and voting early thinking, well, you know what? Donald Trump's going to fix prices. So who cares about democracy as long as prices come down? And the rude awakening is he's going to make prices so much more worse
if not
precipitate a gigantic recession. So these are messages that need to be hammered home between now and November.
Victor Shi, our little stem cell, said this is huge. 16 Nobel Prize winning economists just warned that Trump's economic plans would reignite inflation and damage the global economy if he wins, and say that President Biden's policies are vastly superior to Trump's. Liberals. Economists they work just with numbers. That's what they do. But anyway.
Yeah, the most ridiculous part of that is Donald Trump still thinks and is telling people that he's taking money from China, and he's not. These are U.S. importers that pay the tariffs.
Right.
That's how that works.
Right. Bob, into the, what did you call it, podcastosphere?
Podcast-o-sphere. I don't know. I
feel like I'm going to get hit with Joe Rogan space junk or something in the podcastosphere. but
yeah, be really, really careful. It's slow moving and deadly.
Bob says Cachet was the only one that matters.
Yep.
Sexyliberal.com. Love you.
Thank
Mwah.
You.
Goodbye.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick. Oh, I got to go get it. No wonder I'm feeling a little logy.
Logy? Are you logy?
Yeah, I've been busy.
Uh-oh.
I haven't had a chance to, you know.
All right.
I barely had time to make my weird breakfast.
That's a weird breakfast.
It is a weird breakfast.
I have a little baked potato with a little low-fat cottage cheese and some little cherry tomatoes. It's delicious.
It's dinner.
And nutritious. Breakfast foods are not required for breakfast. And then I chase that with some morning kick. Strawberry lemonade flavor.
For dinner.
Put ice in there. Don't you judge me. 10 supplements in one. Probiotics, prebiotics, stuff to nourish my body, support my gut health, boost my energy, help me feel youthful. I feel like a ute. 10 supplements in one, and I love the flavor. Strawberry lemonade, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, roundhouseprovisions.com. Do it with Mama. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I can't say definitively this morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know? know Cesar Millan. He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive, dropping soon. Take control today.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show. Wow, Chris, you are really flourishing like a plant after your Power Life High Impact Protein.
I am. It's good stuff.
It looks like a plant.
This plant has replaced his Power Life High Impact Protein. It's a, you know, it's just an illustration of how you flourish.
Right.
And supercharge your growth, I'm telling you. Tony Horton, P90X guy. Remember when I moved to New York? I used to do P90X in my apartment in New York. I just remember it fondly, Tony and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you and Tony.
Yeah. Then he got shingles. I was scared. We were all scared.
And didn't you broke think your he was foot.
Yeah, I broke my foot. It was a long time. knock my eye out on this. Anyway, it's a whole thing. Tony got shingles. We've both been through a lot since then, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Shingles doesn't care.
No, it does not. It is a bastard person, as we all know. He's looking and feeling amazing now at 65 years old. He invented HMB, that naturally occurring molecule. High-impact protein. Get it now. Go to MyPowerLife.com, type in fitness, save 30%, 90-day satisfaction guarantee, or you can text fitness to 511-511. These statements not for the value of the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Representative Mark Pocan, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Big show coming up. We have Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, Matt Flynn is in talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, and General David May for the Wisconsin National Guard. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.